So we are on Lamed Beis and Aleph, following the top, the new Mishnah. Today's a pretty long daf, so a lot of psukim. Let's see what we get through. Worst case scenario, tomorrow seems like it's a shorter daf. We'll do what we can. So the Mishnah says, Seder Brachos. So what's the, on Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah is going to tell us the order of the Seder of Shemona Esrei. Because we know we're supposed to say Malchiel, Zichronos, and Shofros, the various psukim along in Rosh Hashanah, most of davening. So the Gemara has a machlokas how exactly the Shemona Esrei was organized. So it says the Mishnah, say the brachos, Omer Avos. You first say Avos, like we say, that's the first bracha.
When was the time that it became different between the different minagim?
When the first machlokas was?
No. When they came out with different Shemona Esrei for Sfaradim, for Dota Mizrach, for Sfar.
I don't know. Over time, people moved to different locations, so some of the minhagim were forgotten or kind of changed and, you know, evolved and ended up being big differences. They're probably subtle differences based on where they lived.
There was a once, but everything was the same for everybody.
Yes. Okay, so say the brachos, Omer Avos. First you say Avos, Brachos Avos, like in our regular Shemona Esrei. Then you would say Ugvuros, which is Mechayim Mesim. And then they take Kedushas Hayom, which would be Atah Kadosh. Those three are, every single Shemona Esrei has those three to start off the Shemona Esrei. However, says the Tanakhama, in Kedushas Hashem, Kol El Malchus, it's Imahin. They would say the Bracha of Malchus with them. All the Psukim that have to do with the Malchus of Hashem was included in Kedushas Hashem. Ve'eno Tokeh, they would not blow the shofar. So I imagine here in Shul and Rosh Hashanah, they blow shofar during Shemona Esrei, the silent Shemona. Okay, that's what the Pashas is, you blow during Shemona Esrei. So,
No.
Unless you have Minhag Agra, Ashkenazim, for the most part, do not blow during silent Shemona Esrei.
Except in the image of Lawrence.
Right, I think it's because of Minhag Agra. I think.
Rav Kornmiel was a Talmud
of Salvechik, I think so. Right. So, during Kedushas Hashem, they would include also the Psukim of Malchios, but they would not blow the shofar during that. Then they would say Kedushas Hayom, which would be the Atavachatanu, whatever the what's the one for Rosh Hashanah? Ata Kidasha, I think, or something. Right, what's the beginning of it? I forgot. Atavachatanu, yeah, it's okay. Then during that bracha, then they would say Vitokea, they blow a shofar after saying that bracha. Then they would say Zichronos on its own, and Vitokea, and blow the shofar. Then they'd say Shofros Vitokea, V'omer, then they finish off saying Avoda, V'hoda, which is Ritzei, and Modim Anachnu. And then Ubirkas Kanim, which is Sim Shalom, including Sim Shalom, Divrei Rabbi Yochum ben Nuri. That's the whole order according to Rabbi Yochum ben Nuri. Amrilo Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, Im eino tokea l'malchios l'amahu mazgir. I don't understand. If according to Tanakhama you said Malchios in the Brach of Kedushas Hashem, but you do not say the shofar, you do not blow the shofar, so why are you mentioning the Psukim? Doesn't make any sense. Because we know, we'll see in the Gemara, that the shofar blowing is supposed to go hand in hand with the mentioning of the psukim. So why would you say Malchios in the first one without actually saying blowing the shofar? That's the question that Rabbi Kiva has. Ella, Rabbi Kiva has a different structure. Omer Avos Ugvura, you say Avos like we say, Gvura Ukedushas Hashem. And then in Kedushas Hashem, which is Takadosh, Kolel Malchios im Kedushas Hayom, you include the psukim Malchios in that first bracha. And in that bracha, you'd also be vitokea, you blow the shofar. Because Rabbi Kiva could not fathom saying any of the psukim without accompanying it with the blowing of the shofar. Then he goes on to say, zichronos vitokea, you say zichronos with blowing of the shofar, then shofros vitokea, and then finally you say v'omer, avoda, v'hoda, u'birkas kohanim. So the big machlokas is really whether or not you blow the shofar along with Malchios, or Malchios stands on its own without blowing of the shofar. So now the Gemara says, Amar lo Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, this is the question, the Gemara quotes this question, Im eino tokea l'malchios l'amahu mazkir. So Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, if we're not blowing the shofar along with Malchios, why in the world would you mention Malchios without blowing the shofar? You can't have them separate. So the Gemara says, what do you mean l'amahu mazkir? Why are you mentioning them? Rachman Amar idche, Torah tells us you're supposed to mention Malchios based on psukim. So that's why you're mentioning it. Whoever said you're supposed to do the mentioning with psukim along with shofar. Ella, Lama Eser. So he asks, why do you have to have 10 psukim? That's the question. Lama, why do you have to have 10? So, what exactly is that question? Rashi doesn't claim what the question is.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so that's the next mission, but why is that connected to blowing the shofar? The fact that you need ten sukkim, why does that have to be, if you don't blow the shofar, oh, so you must not need ten sukkim. Only if you do blow the shofar, do you require ten sukkim.
But the question is, lama esa?
Right, but if that's the interpretation of the question, his actual question that we saw is, why are you saying malchios if you're not blowing the shofar? The Gemara is interpreting that to mean, why do you need ten sukkim? So why does that mean the same thing? Not blowing the shofar means you don't need ten sukkim.
You do not need any psukim about Malchuyot, or you do not need ten?
You do not need ten.
So that's the question, why ten?
Okay.
I think the answer is, if it explains the question.
Okay, so let's see. So Lema Tesha, just simply say nine psukim. That's part of the question. So the Gemara says, the Hoyol, the Ishtane Ishtane. So let's look at Rashi, what Rashi says here. Rashi says, this is five lines from the top. Lema Tesha, the Hoyol Ishtane. Malchias mizichronos linen tkiya she'ein token behen ishtani nami falchas behen. So says the Gemara. This is the Rashi interprets this to be the question that since malchias is different than zichronos in regards to blowing the shofar, that you do not blow the shofar with malchias. So too, maybe you shouldn't have to have the ten psukim. The requirement of ten psukim should be different also. There's not a strong correlation between the two. All he's saying is the question is once it's different by not blowing the shofar, maybe it should be different by not requiring ten psukim. The Gemara says, therefore, ishtani. That seems to be the answer. Or that's simply
no,
the question.
That's explaining the question.
That's his question. Okay, fine. That's all Rabbi Kiva's question. Again, I don't see the strong correlation between the two of them, but the idea is, Rabbi Kiva says, once we see that, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you're not blowing the shofar with malchios, and therefore malchios is different than the other two, so maybe malchios should also be different regarding another halacha. Maybe you shouldn't require ten psukim either. And that's his problem.
So what is the answer?
No, that's just Rabbi Kiva. That's his question. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva has to give a different structure to the Shemona Esrei.
Does he answer back?
No, it says here, there's no answer back.
No, because we just explained in the Mishnah why Rabbi Akiva has a different...
Approach. Said
that. And to the Tanakama, probably it's fine that he has 10. It doesn't make a difference.
The ten. No, the question is why.
Yeah, why? I mean, he probably doesn't hold that it should be less.
Right. What's the nekudas machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Manuri? I mean, they seem to say that. I'm not sure.
Rabbi
no
Kiva, it seems to bother that you have ten in the three of them, even in
after each ten you took care
when you're not okay. And it seems to the Tanakama, he says.
Right, but what's the root of that? What's really behind that machlokas? I'm not sure. There's something fundamentally about perhaps the need for psukim and the need for shofar. This seems to be very fundamental machlokas. And we were saying something that
from the days, the last couple months, Rabin Kanano. Doesn't really give that much color, but he gives a little more, bringing a brisa. The last two
it's
words.
Different. We have different, even old Gemara. Mine's on the actual right page. From my look where?
Akshin and Allah.
Yeah.
It says Akshin and Allah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri.
I'm not sure that sheds that much light on it, though.
A brisa that says you can't have less than 10 for each one. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says if you say three at a time.
This might connect to the next mission. Is another we find Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Next mission, it might be connected actually. Okay, that's what he's doing. We'll see in a little bit. There's another mission on this page. Yochanan ben Nuri has an opinion arguing with the Tanakama that might shed some light on his opinion. We'll hear. Okay, we'll keep that in mind. Okay, let's go by there.
I thought this is Yochanan ben Nuri.
Will I say that again?
I said that this is... The Mishnah is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri.
Yeah, there's another Mishnah on the bottom here that Rabbi Yochanan has another opinion about a different Indian. Those two, I think Rabbi Yochanan is saying these two Mishnahs are actually going to be connected. I think that's what he's saying. So the Gemara says, now, Tanu Rabbanan. This is three lines in the Gemara, three lines down in the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. Minayin she'omrim avos... How do you know in general? This is a Gemara that appears in a few places. It appears in Megillah, for one. How do you know that you're supposed to say in general the Birchas Avos, the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, says the pasuk Shenemar Havul Hashem B'nei Elim. So that pasuk tells me, Rashi says, Lishna Tekifa, Lashon of strength, refers to the Avos. Avos were strong. They were the strong foundation of our nation, so therefore we mention that. We have to give thanks to Hashem, I guess, mentioning the Avos. Umnayin she'omrim gvuros, which is Mechayim Mesim. Shenemar havul Hashem kavod va'oz. So this is the source. They're supposed to mention the gvura of Hashem. Umnayin she'omrim kedushos. Ata kadosh. Shenemar havul Hashem kavod shemo. He's supposed to praise Hashem's great name. Hishachul Hashem b'adras kodesh. Therefore you mention kedusha. Umnayin she'omrim malchil zechonis v'shofros. Now coming back to Rosh Hashanah, how do you know you mentioned those three additions to Musaf Shmoneh Esrei, right? So this is Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Dichsiv, the Pasuk tells us in the Torah, Shabbason Zichron Shura Mikra Kodesh. That's the Pasuk. Those five words are part of a Pasuk. Shabbason Ze Kedusha Sayom, where you're supposed to mention the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah. The word Zichron tells us Elu Zichronos. Shura tells me Elu Shofros. And Mikra Kodesh, Kadshayu Basi Esim Lacha, you're supposed to be, there's an Esim Lacha as well. There's no mention, however, there's no source of Malchios according to this opinion. Right. Then says Amrla Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says that Mipnei Malo Nemar Shabbason Shvus. Why don't you interpret the word Shabbason to mean Shvus? Shabbo Pasach HaKas of Trila. That's how the Pasach began. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yezer, he said the word Shabbason meant Kedusha Sayom. So, Kedusha Yom Shabbason really means to rest. Shabbos means to rest. So you can interpret Shabbos in two ways. Rabbi Elazar interpreted Shabbos to mean mentioning the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah, of the Kedusha. Bikir says, don't mention the Kedusha, mention the Shabbos and they're turning the rest, the Isser Melacha, not the positive Kedusha, but the Isser Melacha. That's what Rabbi Kiva says, the Parsha Pshat should be. So again, Mipnei Malo Nemar Shabbason Shavush. It should be referring to Shavus, to rest from Melacha. Shabbat Pasach HaKas of Tchila, that's how the Pasach begins. And Rashi explains, look at Rashi, Mipnei Malo Nemar Shabbason Shavush. It should tell us you shouldn't do melacha. That should be the first thing that the Torah is telling us to do, because that's the most important thing, the melacha. All the zechoros and malchios and shofars are nothing if you're doing melacha in Rosh Hashanah. V'chein yafad lejosh, Rashi continues, ho v'hu rishon b'mikra v'shpisa rishon alakulam. And this is a good way to explain, because Rosh Hashanah is the first of the Yomim Tovim, so therefore, the first thing we mentioned should be Shavuos. So therefore, says Rabbi Kiva, there's a different way to interpret these psukim. Ella, Rashi, Gemara says rather, Shabbason means Kadshei Obasis Melacha. Be Mekadish Rosh Hashanah by not doing Melacha. That's one. Zichron refers to Elu Zichronos, like Rabbi Eliezer himself said. And Shua refers to Elu Shofros. Mikra Kodesh Zu Kedushas Hayom. So he just has a different order of things. The same idea, same basic structure, but just he's switching Shabbason and the Mikra Kodesh, swapping them with each other. One says Kedushas Yom, one means Isser Melacha.
So basically, Malchus is basically the whole beginning, like we said, or not?
Malchus is the first one we mention. Machlokus, whether we mention in Kedushas Yom without the shofar, or we mention it with the shofar. That's the Machlokus in the Mishnah.
Which is the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, which we say every day, or not?
No, Malchus is included in Atah Kadosh.
Okay,
yeah.
So basically, when we're talking about Shabbat, the Machlokus on Shabbaton is about Malchus? Because I don't understand. It says, Ravizim or Dichtiv, Shabbaton Zichron Trua.
They didn't mention Malchus yet in the Gemara.
Oh, so
There's no source, right?
That's what's confusing.
That's the next line, right?
They skipped Malchus and they went to Zichronos and Shofar.
Exactly. That's the very next two few lines. Minayin Shomer Malchus. So how do you know? No one mentions Malchus. There's no source for this. So Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, B'chodesh Shvi, Zu Malchus. So this pasuk is it near the previous pasuk? Let's see. Yeah, it's a couple of pasukim before the previous the pasuk that we were mentioning before that said Shabbason Zichron Shuk Mikra Kodesh is two pasukim after it mentioned Ani Hashem Elokeichem. In the side of the page, if you have it, in Vayikra Chav Gimel Chav Beis, it says the following pasuk: Uvekutzrechem etz ktsirat tochem lo sechal pasatocha bekutzrechav leket ktsirchal lo silake lani lagel tasev osam. That's a pay and leket, nothing to do with what we're talking about. But then it says Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Then the next pasuk says, I think Vayigom Hashem something like that. I'm forgetting any like covers here. No one's about cover here. It says like an introductory pasuk like Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimor, and then it says Daber Abnei Yisrael Leimor B'Chodesh HaShvi B'Achad L'Chodesh Hayeh Lachem Shabbos Nezrichan Shuv Mikra Kodesh. So that word Hashem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem is almost juxtaposed to the pasuk that talks about Rosh Hashanah. So Ani Hashem Elokeichem is supposed to tell us about Malchus. That's the source of Malchus in a different pasuk that precedes it. Come as long Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer Einot Tzarach. You don't need the pasuk of Ani Hashem Elokeichem, because Harehu Omer, we have already a pasuk that says Vayu Lachem L'Zikaron Lifnei Elokeichem. So this is a pasuk that's found later on in this week's parsha, actually. Last week's parsha, I think, in Baloscha. Okay, so it says again, "V'hayu lachem lizikaron lifnei elokeichem." Shein tam lomar ani Hashem elokeichem, ma tam lomar ani Hashem elokeichem. Zeh bonav lachol makom shenemar bo zichronos yihu malchios imahem. Because this pasuk says lizichron, it also says elokeichem. This tells me anytime you see the word zichron, it means elokeichem is along with zichron. Even though it doesn't actually mention zichron, we know from this pasuk in Baloscha that zichron and elokeichem, which means malchus, always comes hand in hand. So that's the source to the binyan av, that since it says zichron by Rosh Hashanah, we bring along with it the concept of malchus. So two different psukim as to where we learn malchus from. Then the Gemara asks, okay, so now that we established, we found the source that malchus has to be said on Rosh Hashanah, heichan omro. Where do we mention malchus in Shemona Esrei? Says the Gemara, L'kedushas Hayom. We mentioned L'kedushas Hayom, which is the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, just to remind you. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri thought we mentioned Malchios in Kedushas Hashem, which is Atah Kadosh. Rabbi Kiva felt not in Kedushas Hashem, but in Kedushas Hayom, where we mentioned Atah V'chartanu.
Right.
Did I skip again?
V'yichan Umar in Kedushas Hayom.
I didn't skip, no? I think I'm good. Yeah. So, Rabbi Kiva was the opinion who thought that you mentioned Malchios in Kedushas Hayom, not in Kedushas Hashem. So this opinion here goes according to Rabbi Akiva. Now it's a little bit all over the place.
Is that because it's any time you say Zichronos, you have to say Malchus with it, so therefore it goes near the Zichronos? Is that the point? As opposed to having Kedushas Hayom being a hefsek between the Malchus? In other words, is this comment an outgrowth of the last Pasuk that we just said, anytime you say Zichronos, you should do Malchus, and that's why you say it in Kedushas Hayom, which is right next to Zichronos?
It's very possible that you could connect the two, that the source, what I'm suggesting is the source of Malchus might dictate to us where you mention it. If you understand the source to mean that there's binyan av, that wherever Zichron's mentioned, you have to have Malchios, so you have to have them closer together in Shemona Esrei. Therefore, Bikiva structured it in Kedushas Hayom, where it's closer to Zichronos, as opposed to Kedushas Hashem, which is going to be interpreted with Kedushas Hayom, possibly, right? And that works out well, I think, right? With Bikiva himself says that, right? No, Rabbi Kiva, did he say that? No.
So even though Malchus has to be next to Zichronos, we put Malchus before here.
You put before. So that's a different point. That once, why? Who says it goes first, though? Okay, they have to be next to each other, but why? The question here that's raising is why the first one. Okay, that's also an interesting question. Okay, so then the next price is quoted in the Gemara is Tani Rabbi Omer, Im Hamalchios Omra. You say it with the Malchios. What do you say with Malchios? Im Hamalchios Omra. Okay. So the question Rabbi is addressing here is where do you mention Kedushas Hayom? So Rabbi responds to this question, which is not found in the Gemara, but that's the implicit question. Rabbi Omer im Malchus Omer. You mentioned Kedushas Hayom along with Malchus. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva.
I think we
said Veichan Omer Kedushas Hayom. Oh, sorry, I misread. Ah, I see. Okay, that's my mistake. Okay, back up a line. Thank you. Veichan Omer, the Kedushas Hayom. Where do you mention Kedushas Hayom? I'm going back a few words. I made a mistake there. So where do you mention Kedushas Hayom? So now we've established you mentioned Malchus, you mentioned Zichron, we mentioned Shofar. We have all those sources now. Now, where do you mention Kedushas Hayom? So, Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Im HaMalchios, you mention with the Malchios, like the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, you put Malchios along with Kedushas Hayom. Im HaMalchios Omer, fine. Mamatinu B'chol Makom Birvis, Afkan Birvis, just like in general, we always mention Kedushas Hayom in the fourth bracha, So it's here in the fourth bracha. So for example, in Yantif, we say the first three brachas are always, those three are set, right? Mogen Avram, Mechai, Mesim, Atakadosh, those three. And it's the fourth bracha, we mention Atavach HaTanu, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. So too, on Rosh Hashanah, you mention the Kedushas Yom in the fourth bracha. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, Ima Zichronos, Omer, you mention it with the Zichronos. Why do you mention it with the Zichronos? Mamatina B'chol Makom B'Emsa, Akam B'Emsa. Because you always find it to be the middle one. In general, there are only seven brachas in Yom Tov. There are three brachas in the middle, in the beginning. There's always three brachas at the end. And Yom Tov has one bracha in the middle, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. And you mention Kedushas Yom in the center. So Rosh Hashanah, you have to mention the center also. There are nine brachas in Rosh Hashanah. Because there's a three in the beginning, three in the end, and then three Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofar, so the three in the middle. So you're supposed to place it in the center, which is going to be Zichronos. That's both the number four. That's the machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. And then the Gemara says, Uch shekidshu basin es hashana, b'usha, when they're mekadesh the year in Usha, this place, one of the places where the Sanhedrin went to, Yarod b'yochem ben broka l'fnei Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, he went in front of him, v'asa k'b'yochem ben Nuri, in front of Rebbe Shimon Gamliel's face, he did against Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. He followed the other opinion, b'yochem ben Nuri, and he mentioned Kedushas Hayom after Malchios. He's in Malchios, he meant Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri from our Mishnah tells us that that you mention Malchios in the third bracha with Kedushas Hashem, which was not mentioned in the Gemara. You with me in all this? There are three opinions where you mention Malchios. Right? No, I'm sorry. Oh, so this is a different point now. He says now in terms of Kedusha, in terms of Malchios, he mentioned Malchios in the third bracha, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said. As opposed to Rabbi Kiva, who says you mention it during the fourth bracha.
We didn't have a machlokas.
In the Mishnah we had, though.
Alright. Okay,
so. It followed all these different machlokas and all connecting to each other. Now, just an interesting point here. You see Rashi writes, Yarod Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka lifnei hatevi, teva. What's Lashon Yarod? The fisha mitzah lispal b'makom namoch ketani yarod. We find this all over the place that they always say yarod lifnei teva. The chazan went down to the teva. We went down to the teva. We mentioned this I think last week already. The idea is you're expected it was mimama kim krasich Hashem from the depths. You're supposed to go down. The shliach tzibur always stood in a place that was a little bit lower down. That's what Rashi's pointing out to us.
That's why most of you go up.
It's supposed to be. I think mikra din is supposed to be yarod also. Okay. Then the Gemara says, so that's what he did. He followed the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, mentioning Malchios in the third bracha. So Amar lo Rabbi Shimon, lo hayu nogin kein b'yavna. So we don't do this in Yavna. We don't do Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. We follow, I guess, Rabbi Kiva, where you mention Malchios during the fourth bracha. The Yom Sheni, day two of Rosh Hashanah. Yarod Rabbi Chanina, b'nosh Rabbi Yossi Aglili. A different chazan went up. Vasek Rabbi Kiva, and he followed the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, mentioning Malchios in the fourth bracha. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, kacha yinogim yavne. This is how we do it. This is the minhag. We follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Lemeimer Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel k'Rabbi Kiva srilei. Is this to tell us that he held like Rabbi Kiva? V'ha'am Rabbi Kiva, Malchios and Kedushas Hayom amar lahu. Doesn't Rabbi Kiva hold that Malchios are mentioned in Kedushas Hayom during the fourth bracha? V'rashbag omer Kedushas Hayom in Mezachonis. But he said that no, Kedushas Hayom is mentioned in the middle bracha, in Bracha 5, now in Bracha 4. Right with me? Let's view it this way. Everyone agrees that the three center brachas are Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros.
The question is, where do you put
Kedushas Yom and Kedushas Hashem? Where those go? How do you... So, those orders are the same also. Like, let's say you have the top line of Avos, Gevuros, Kedushas Hayom, Kedushas Shabbos, and the bottom line, just you have Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. How do you match them up? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri felt that Malchios are going to go into Kedushas Hayom, Kedushas Hashem. Rabbi Kiva felt that Malchios go with Kedushas Hayom. And then Rashbag felt that you're taking Kedushas Hayom, is not in the fourth bracha, you're removing that, to put that in the Zichronos. So therefore you have Avos, Gevuros, Kedushas Hashem, Malchios, and then Kedushas Zichronos. If you follow with me all that. But he had a different order. There are really three opinions how the Shemoneh Esrei should be structured. So how could Rashbag say that's how we do in Yavna if he himself says that no, Kedushas HaYom is not mentioned during the fourth bracha, it's actually mentioned during the fifth bracha. So he did like Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara, that's Gemara's question.
Rabbi Akiva quoted something else.
How is Rashbag praising Rabbi Chanina for following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva? If Rashbag himself held it was a different structure than Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so should I say that again, the structures?
No, it's just continuous.
Okay.
I need a picture.
So Amar Lahu, I can make a picture if you want. So Amar Lahu, Amar Rabbi Zera Lomar, Shetokin Lamalchias Liyom Hasheni. That you blow shofar for Malchias, Lamalchias. So that maybe that's the idea. His issue wasn't in terms of where you say the Kedushas Hayom, just the fact that you mention the, you blow the shofar. Remember, there are two points of contention.
Rabbi Akiva says that you don't.
Rabbi Akiva says that you do blow the shofar.
Right.
Rabbi Yochanan says two points of contention. One is Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri says where you mention Malchios is in the beginning, the third bracha. And number two is that you don't blow the shofar. Rabbi Akiva says, I agree you blow the shofar, but you mention it in the fourth bracha. And comes on Rashbag says, yeah, I agree you mention you blow the shofar, but you mention it in the fifth bracha. Or the Kedusha Yom is the fifth bracha. So he agrees that you blow the shofar, but he doesn't agree where you say it. So Liyom, that's how we read the Gemara now. Liyom Asheni, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Yawrid Rabbi Chanina. He went down. And he I get a new point now. Okay. Now Liyom Asheni, Yawrid Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina went down to Davin. My Sheni, what does Sheni mean? Ilema Yomtov Sheni. Is this to mean that there's a 2-day Yomtov, a 2-day Rosh Hashanah? The Meimer Davrul Elul. This is the time that Elul was made to be a leap, an extra month, meaning there's a 30-day, extra day rather, a 30-day Elul. Because whenever there's 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, that means there's a 30-day prior. So Elul's 30th day was Rosh Hashanah day one, and Aleph Tishrei was day two. But Gemara asks, V'ham Rabbi Chanina Bar Kana, Mimos Ezra Ve'Elech Lomatinu Elam Ubar. We never find that Elul was made a 30-day month. So how could it be that there's a 2-day Rosh Hashanah?
What do you mean? But when did it start? That Rosh Hashanah is always 2 days, regardless if they.
So nowadays it is.
Oh, nowadays.
Right. But then, right when they made it based on seeing the moon, it never became a 30-day month. There's only 29-day Elul.
And even here it says before that.
That's exactly the question. How could there be a day 2 in their times? That means if there's 2 days of Yantif, Rosh Hashanah, that means it must have been 30th day of Elul, was day 1 of Rosh Hashanah. And the next day, Aleph Tishrei, was day 2. But we know from the Masorah that from the times of Ezra, they never made a 30-day month of Elul. Elul was always 29 days. That means the next day was Aleph Tishrei, there was just 1 day Rosh Hashanah. So says the Gemara, you're right. What does it mean, L'Sheni? I'm Rav Chisda, my Sheni, L'Yom Sheni, L'Shan Haba, the Monday of the next year. I'm not sure why the Yom Sheni of Lashon. It's referring to the next year as opposed to this year.
Meaning that's the second time that was.
The second time, next year is Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean like Monday of next year.
No.
Yom Sheni Kamo Lashonah.
Yom Sheni means.
The second day, Tainu Lashonah.
Next year, okay. Right. It's a little bit
that's
of weaker.
That's their excuse why it mentioned.
Right, exactly. Okay. Fine. A little bit of a confusing Gemara. Says the new Mishnah now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So at what point we. Because for a while we did. They used to do the 20. Because they didn't want to be Mikalkel et Hashira.
Right.
So we used to do 2 days anyway, still Rashim and Rav Yochai. After the instructions, after the Kurban said that we should do 1 day.
Right.
So this is in the time of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai.
It's got to be before the Takana, exactly, before the Instalkala.
After the Takana.
No, because if it's after the Takana, then as you just said, you would have always 2 days of Rosh Hashanah.
No, 1 day.
Because you always keep day one in case the Eidim came.
And then there were 2 Takanas. One that about Nitkal Kelashir, so mm-hmm. they did 2 days.
Right.
And then Rosh Hashanah, we just learned it a couple of days ago, did a new Takana that was only 1 day. We did a Shabbat yesterday, we did a Shabbat.
For the Takana of Nitzchakul Shirim or after? Right.
No,
Yochum Zaka. But even Yochum Zaka, even though you accept the Edom all day long, he would still, I think, say you keep the first day, B'tar Safek. Even the first day, you keep as Rosh Hashanah in case Edom do come. So the first one, you keep Rosh Hashanah, perhaps they're going to come.
And well, since it wasn't, it was never male, usually that was the day. Like we didn't do automatically 2 days.
Uh-huh. It was possible, right. I see. So we assume they came for day one, and you would not need to be to make day two into Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah. I think
that's what it means, I see. Okay, says the new Mishnah. Ain pochsin me'asara, malchios me'asara zichonos me'asara shofros. We could have no less than 10 psukim of each of these brachos. Reb Yochman Nuri Omer im Amar. What?
This is the answer to
the Mishnah above. Oh no, but his right. But the question was no. The question was why Malchus has to have Esser still. He agreed Zichron shofars require Esser, but if you Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri think that Malchus doesn't require blowing the shofar with it, maybe it shouldn't have the other requirement of 10 psukim. Maybe it's completely different. No, it should be a completely different type of bracha. No 10 psukim and no shofar. But everyone agrees, not everyone, I shouldn't say that, because now the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri himself, who says, Omer, im Omer shlosha shlosha mikulin yatsa. If you mention three from all of them, you're yotze. Sounds like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri says, lechachila, you require 10 psukim, but the evidence is enough to have 3 psukim for each of the categories. So again, to answer your question, David, above, Rabbi Kiva knew you need 10 psukim for each of them. He was just saying, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, who says you don't blow the shofar with Malchios, so we see Malchios is different. Just like it's different regarding blowing the shofar, maybe it should be different that it doesn't require 10 psukim either. That was his question. But we know that can't be true. You certainly need 10 psukim. So just like you require 10 psukim for Malchios, so do you need to blow the shofar with Malchios? That was his question. So it says the Gemara, Hani Asar Malchios connected me. Who are these 10 psukim that are mentioned for Malchios? Who does this correspond to? So Amar Rebbe connected Asara Hilulim Shamar David B'Sefer Tehillim. So the 10 Hilulim David Melech mentions, where it says, what you learn through 150 Prakim of Tehillim, you're going to find Halulim Tuvahava. There's much more than 10 Hilulim that are found in Tehillim.
Hanach Dichsim.
Say it again?
3276.
Halulim?
You just count them here.
I read it.
Oh, okay.
I'm just
very good. So says the Gemara, Hanach Dichsibahu Haluhu Beteka Shofar. The 10 Halukas that are mentioned in that. In that Kapitel Tehillim. And the truth is, really 12 that are mentioned in that one. It's, I assume it's not including.
Going back to before, here it says that it was from the Zman of the Takanas, Mitakanat Rabbi Yochanan Yochai, Kepish Nitaurud, Barabit, Sosma, Ramshan, in Beit. So it seems that this Gemara is during the time of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai.
Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai? During when the Takana existed.
Yeah.
Okay. So this, again, these 10 psukim are corresponding to the halukas that appear, the 10 halukos that appear in the Kapitel Tehillim, halu b'teiko shofar. And Yosef amar k'neged asar hadibros. Okay? So amru shenamru lo lamosh b'sinai. That's their correspondence to the 10 dibros. Yochanan omer k'neged asar mamaros. Shebehen Nivra Olam, the 10 statements of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he created the world with.
It's really 9, no?
Where it asks, Hey Nina, which are the 10? Vayomer, the Bereshis Teshavu. The only 9 of them, says the Gemara, Bereshis Nami Mimer Hu. Bereshis also, that is considered a Mimer. That's considered the 10th one. Even though it doesn't say Amira, it is considered Amira. Dechsiv, B'Dvar Hashem, Shemaim Nasu. With the words of Hashem, he created the world. So somehow the word Bereshis is also meant to be the 10th mimer.
How Bereshit, B'dvar Hashem, Shemaim Nasu, it's a mimer. Vayomer Elokim, Yirakia B'toch Shemaim. So what they connected Bereshit, B'dvar Hashem, Shemaim Nasu.
So look at Rashi, see Rashi a little higher up, Bereshis Nami Mimer Hu. It's a few lines up from where we are. Yeah. It says Rashi, Afa Gav Delok Sibbe Vayomer, Yehe Shemaim, it doesn't say that. Kiman dichsiv dami. It's as if it said it. Dibar mira nami ivri. He also created with words. Below biyadaim dichsiv bidvar Hashem shemaim nasu. He made shemaim because that was the first thing he made shemaim bidvar with his mouth speech. So that too was considered a mimer. So those are the 10 mamaros. So either it's the 10 hilulim, or the 10 dibros, or the 10 mamaros. If Yochanan Ben Nuri omer im she'amar shalosh kulam mekulun yatsa. If you mention three of each of these malchus zichron shofros, you yotze b'dieved. Asks the Gemara, Ibailu, Heichi Katani, Shalosh. How did Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, how is he to be interpreted? No, really, probably going back on the Rabbi Kiva. No, I'm Rabbi Yochanan ben Nukri. Hey, Chikitani. Shalosh min haTorah, shalosh min haNevim, shalosh min haKesuvim, davar tesha, v'kibunayu chada. Have three from the Torah, three from Navi, and three from Ksuvim, and one along with it.
Meaning three min haTorah would be Malchus, three min haTorah, or this is where he said.
Let's see.
Okay. Shalosh mikulam shema.
Aha. So he says you require nine, a total of three from, when he says three from each of them. But he doesn't need a tenth one. They only argue Ikabana Chada. It's only the Nafkamin is one. One pasuk is the Nafkamin between him and Rabbi Kiva. Odilma Echem Torah, Echem Nevim, Echem Ksuvim, Tavrele Shalosh, V'Ikabana Tuvan. There's a lot more. There's a difference of seven psukim. That's the suffix of the Gemara. What was the opinion of Yochman Nuri? Says the Gemara, Tashma. The Tanya ain pochsim me'asara malchus me'asara zichronos me'asara shofros. Don't have any less than 10 of each of them. Vim amar sheva mikulin. If you have 7, then you're yotze b'di'avad according to the Tanakama. Kineged shiva rakim. Okay. Yochanan ben Nuri omer hapoches. Anybody who wants them say less lo yifchos misheva. You can't go any less than 7. However, vim amar shalosh mikulin yotze. But you can't say less than 7. But b'di'avad we don't advise it. But b'di'avad if a person only said 3, we don't make him go back. Kineged Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. What?
3 of each or 3 total?
This has to be 3 of total then. Can't be 3 of each.
I'm trying to figure that out.
That's where you bring as a raya. You're not going to say 7 of each. When he says 7, he means 7 total. So too, when he says 3, it means 3 in total. Kineged Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. Vamrilei, Kineged Koran, Nevi'im, Lisraelim. So that's it. So we conclude from here that it means 3 in total, which means 1 from Torah, 1 from Navi, 1 from Ksuvim. And then the Gemara finishes off saying, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Shmuel, Halacha, Kerb Yochanan, Ben Nuri. That's how you paskin, that B'di'evet, if you said 3, one of each, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, you are Yotze B'di'evet.
3 each time, 3 Malchus, 3 Kronos, and 3 Shaitas,
right? No, 1 Malchus. No?
3 Malchus.
Three Malchus, one Torah.
On each one you have to say Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim.
Each one you have to say 3, okay.
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're right. Okay, says the mission on the bottom now. Ain, we're running out of time. Ain maskirin shel pranios. You can't mention in any of these psukim anything that's bad. Only good psukim could you mention. Maschir b'Torah. You start off with saying psukim from Torah. 3 psukim from Torah. Umash b'Navi, and then you conclude with Navi. Navi should be the last one you mentioned. If Yosi Omar im hishlim b'Torah yatsa.
Meaning what? He doesn't say.
You say 3 Torah, 3 Navi, 3 Ksuvim, and then the last one is Navi again. The 10th one is Navi, I believe. And then it says Rabbi Yossi, Omer im hishlim b'Torah yatsa. If you make the 10th one the b'Torah, that works also. Okay, we are not making through the page today.
No, but you know what?
Tomorrow, we could do it tomorrow, so.
I wouldn't rush.
Tomorrow looks like a short daf. Yeah. Okay. Says the Gemara, Malchios kigon. What's an example of Malchios? Kigon chai ani nu mashem elokim im lo b'yad chazakov zor nituya. So this pasuk is mentions Melucha. This is an example of the praise of Malchus of Hashem. Even though that this is all about the kas of Akash Baruch Hu, still adchur bischa b'reish shasa lo matchirin. I skipped a line, I'm sorry. Even though this is all about the cast of Hashem, so he should get angry at us, and he should redeem us. So he says, you shouldn't mention this? Oh, this is an example of Malchus of Pranios. What's an example of Malchus Pranios that we're not supposed to say? So this is the example. So even though Rabbi Nachman says it's good for Akash Baruch Hu to get angry for us, and then to get angry and take out punishment, and then we'll be redeemed through the Pranios that we're receiving, it's still not a good idea to mention Pranios in the beginning of the year. Not a good way to start off, not a good simon. Then Zichron, what's an example of a Zichron that's Pranios? Kigon, the pasuk says, Vayiskor ki basar hema. So this is in reference to, let's see, Rashi tells us, nothing. Okay. This refers to all the nisyonos that Klai Yisrael received during the Midbar and all the rebellion that they did.
Yeah,
it's about, remembering all the rebellion that Klai Yisrael did. That's an example of Zichron of Pranios. And shofar, what's an example of shofar, perennials? Kigon, tiku shofar, begiva. And the rest of the pasuk goes, it's Hoshea, chatzotra, barama, hariu, base oven, achrecha, binyamin. So this is an example, this is a Navi apparently is warning Klai Yisrael about the destruction that's going to befall them. So this is also an example of shofar using tiku in the context of perennials. So these are three examples of perennials, both for Malchus, Zichronos, and shofar. None of these can be mentioned during Rosh Hashanah. Aval im balomar malchus zichron v'shofar shall pranos shall of the chachavim omer. If you want to mention any of these things about pranos that happened to avodas chachavim, but not the klai Yisrael, that we allow you to mention. Just can be pranos to us. What are the examples of that? Malchus kigon Hashem melech yigazu amim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to be angry on the amim. That you can mention. Ukigon Hashem melech olam. V'al abdogay meratzo, where Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to be the king and destroy all the umos olam. Those you can mention. And Zichron, what's an example of a Zichron of perennials to the Umos Olam? Kigon Zachar Hashem Levnei Edom. He's going to remember Levnei Edom and destroy them. Shofar, what's the example of shofar? Kigon Vashem Elkim B'Shofar Yitzka V'Halach B'Saras Teman. He's going to go to the storms of Yemen. Uksiv Hashem Tzakos Yagen Alem. So all these psukim are perennials that happen to Umos Olam. These may be mentioned on Rosh Hashanah, just not perennials that are about Klai Yisrael. Now, further criteria of when looking for psukim, what psukim you could use for Rosh Hashanah, Gemara says, "Ein maskirin zichron shel yachid." You can't mention a zichron that happens to an individual. It has to be a zichron of the tzibur. The afilu l'tova, even though it's a good zichron, you still can't mention it. Kigon zachreini Hashem b'ratzon amcha. This is a pasuk. Let's see. Tilmoso. Yeah, okay. I guess David's talking about him being remembered by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ukigon Zachila Elokai Latova. This is in Nehemiah. These are just personal psukim about their own, that Kadosh Baruch Hu remembered them, both David and Nehemiah respectively. These are not things that can be mentioned, not because they're bad, because we want Zichron of Tzibur. Gemara says another thing you should know about picking up psukim. Pikadonos Harehein Kizichronos. Lashon of Pikadon also is a Lashon of Zichron. Those also can be used. Kigon Vashem Pakad Sarah. Hashem remembered Sarah. So Pakad is Zichron. Ah, you're going to tell me, I'm not sure if the Gemara asks this or not, the Gemara says Pakad is on Sarah, is referring to a Yachid, not to a Tzibur. How could that be a good example? If not the Gemara, I think the simple answer is, since Sarah was Sarah Imenu, she mothered Klai, so that's considered Zichron of the Tzibur. Ukigon Pakad Pakad Yeschem, Divrei Rabbi Yosi. That's also an example of Pakad is, this is also in the beginning of Shmos, where Kadosh Baruch Hu remembered Klai Yisrael that they were in Avdus and they're supposed to be redeemed. That's certainly a pikadon or zichron of Tzibur. That also can be mentioned. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Einan Kizichronos. He argues, pikdonos is not the same as zichronos. They're very different. I don't know what the difference is, but we need zichronos and not pikdonos. So the Gemara asks, to the Rabbi Yosi, Nihi nami de pikdonos, harehin kizichronos. Okay, I grant you that pikdonos are like kizichronos. However, this is the question we just asked. Vashem pocket esara, pikadon de yachadu. How could you mention Vashem Pakad Asara is an example of something you can mention? We have to have a tzibur. So the Gemara, Kevin, Asar Rabim, Minei, Kirabim, Dami. Since she, of course, was the mother of Klai Yisrael, it's Kirabim and can be mentioned. Gemara says, quotes the pasuk, Yasu Sharim Rasheichem, V'inasu Pischei Olam, V'yavo Melech HaKavod, Mizeh Melech HaKavod, Hashem Izuz V'gibor, Hashem Gibor Melchama, Su Sharim Rasheichem, Usu Pischei Olam, V'yavo Melech HaKavod, Mizeh Melech HaKavod, Hashem Tzolkos, Hu Melech HaKavod Tzela. So this is a very long pasuk with a lot of mentionings of Melech in there. The Gemara says, Rishona, Shtayim, Shnia, Shalosh. So the first pasuk you say two times Melech, and the second pasuk you mention Melech three times, Divrei Rabbi Yosi. So you're Yotze, five psukim of Malchus from this very these two psukim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rishona, Achash, Shnia, Shtayim. He says, no, the first one you get one Malchus, and the second pasuk you get two Malchus. Why two? What's the machlokas here? Well, these are two psukim. It is two psukim. The question is, how do you do the calculations? No. What?
It's more than two psukim.
It's more, you're right.
Because it's a question,
It's
not an answer.
Okay, so Mi Zemel HaKavod is not counted according to the second opinion.
Asking, it's not
Okay.
In both cases.
Brother, exactly. That's why it goes down to 1 and 2 as opposed to 2 and 3.
Right.
Okay. Then the Gemara says, Zamru Elokim Zameru, Zamru L'malkinu Zameru, Ki Melech Kalaretz Elokim. So here we find that it says, Shtayim Divrei Rabbi Yossi, it says Melech two times in the Pasuk. Yehuda responds again, Omer Achas, only one, because one of the mentions is a question. It says, actually, no, is it? No, it's not. Let's see why.
Kivan Shemalkinu Muskar B'Pasuk Ein Mishta Muto Ila Melech Al Yisrael Bilvav.
Shem, Hashem is a Melech, it just says Stam Malkinu. So we're not mentioning just Malkinu in general, we have to have Malchus of Hashem.
On the whole Eretz, not just on B'nai Israel.
Oh, that's the point?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what Rashi says. Okay, that Rashi all the way on top explains that. It's talking about Malkinu, our God, our king. It's not enough. We need the king of the world. So that's why the first mention of Malkinu, which is very limited to us, that does not count according to Rabbi Yehuda. Vishavan, now, they're both in agreement, says the Gemara. B'melech Elokim, Malach Elokim al Goyim, Elokim, Yashva Kisei Kacho, Shiachas. Everyone agrees that's one, because the first mentioning of Elokim, Yashva Kisei Kacho is, okay. That's all just one continuous haskara. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Zichron Sheesh Bo Tshuva. So, that Zichron is mentioned and also Tshuva. Kigon. Shabbosom Zichron Tshuva mentions both Zikaron and Tshuva. Mikra Kodesh. Omra Ime Zichronos, Omra Ime Shofros, Derevia Biosi. You could use it Pasuk twice. You could use it both with Shofros and with Zichronos. He argues, you can only mention Ibn Zichronos, not with Shofros. And Rashi explains, because Lashon of Tshuva here is not Lashon of Shofar here. Until you actually have to mention the word Shofar. That's only that's good enough. But Tshuva alone is not good enough. Then the Gemara says, Malchus, Sheesh Imo Tshuva. We have sometimes Malchus is lumped together with Tshuva. Ki Gon Hashem El Kav Imo, Hu Tshuas Melech Bo. Omra, Im Hamalchis v'Omer Im Hashofros, Devei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi again says you can mention it both with Shofros and with Malchios. Rabbi Yehuda once again argues Omer Eino Omer Ela Im Malchios Bavad Tshuva Sheinima. Fine. So you only mention with Malchios because of Tshuva Sheinima Loklum. What's an example of when the pasuk mentions Tshuva but nothing else with it? It doesn't mention Zichron. It doesn't mention Malchios. Kigon Yom Tshuva Yelachem. That Omer Im Hashofros that you mentioned with Shofros alone because it doesn't mention Malchios and Zichronos. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yehuda once again argues, Omer Eino Omer Al Kulikir, you don't mention it at all, because Lashon Tshuva is not the same as Lashon Shofar. Yeah, maybe we'll stop here tomorrow. Okay? Alright.
Yeah.
Shorter, yeah. I think it's a lot easier.